Okay, down at Studio 6 Music for our second session of the day here, and we're delighted to be joined by Kate and Martin from Lollipop Shoes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for coming down and playing four songs. All sounded fantastic. Now,
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get together musically?
Well, Kate and I used to occasionally play with another little folky sort of new age thing, didn't we? And sing and play some bass with them. And we became great friends. And then we just kind of decided to do some duo music together and some work. And
we live quite closely together, don't we? So we were always bumping into each other at music events and and festivals. And we decided to just get some music together.
Yeah, play some stuff together. I got a bit more time inside Kate, and here we are.
Yeah, because Martin, you've been playing. I'm going to try and not be too rude in asking this question, but you've been playing for some time, haven't you, musically?
Yeah, so probably around about 40 years on and off. all sorts of styles of music, and it's been a lot of fun. Met some good musicians and everything, so it's been quite good.
And you're a duo, but you've also got a third member, Zosie.
Little Zosie, yes.
Who's a dancing marionette. So what's the story behind Zosie's?
Well, her name comes from the books that Martin, I'm sure, will speak to you about because of the name. You haven't asked us yet about the name. And it's from these books that Zosie appears. She's a bit of a wild one, isn't she?
She's very wild.
As all children are.
They are.
We look at her as our little child.
Right.
And she likes to dance occasionally to some of Martin's tunes.
She does, yes.
Yeah, because Lollipop Shoes, I was going to come onto the name, it's a book, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It's a book, yeah, and it's a Joan Harris book. It's the second in the Chocolat trilogy.
Right.
And one of the main characters from the Lollipop Shoes book is Zosie. So she's a new character, and we just introduced the idea from there and wrote some sort of tunes and songs around that, and, you know, just to make it a bit more fun for everybody, so...
Yes, and it's a good excuse to wear really bright, shiny shoes.
It is. Mine aren't quite so shiny today, but Kate's are very shiny.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, you performed a song on the recent Sound of Essex CD compilation, is that right?
Yes.
You recorded here at Studio 6. So which song did you choose for that recording?
Right, well, we chose one originally, didn't we?
We did.
And we recorded that, because we came here originally with a CD, didn't we?
Yes.
And then we changed our mind to Stay With Me, which was one of the ones we sang today.
Yes.
Afternoon Tea was the original one, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then we changed our mind.
So you did Stay With Me at the Sound of Essex session. You did Stay With Me today. And
yes.
Two other original songs you played, didn't you?
Yes.
Which songs were they?
Well, the first one was Lollipop Shoes, our signature song, I suppose, and we played Afternoon Tea as well, and that's a lot of fun too, so just kind of...
We quite like quirky, don't we?
We do, unusual and quirky, yeah.
And the Afternoon Tea one, it's sort of, you came up with a tune, didn't you, melody first, and Martin said, I want something to do with French delicacies and pastries, so I went online and printed out everything that I found online about French pastries and cakes, and we just sat one Sunday afternoon, didn't we, and we pieced together all the words that just happened to fit in, and it would only took us a couple of hours, didn't it?
I mean, it's just a bass riff I'd had kicking around for quite a while and didn't quite know where to take it, so then we came up with the idea about food and so on. And
then the ad-libbing sort of came in afterwards, didn't it?
And
mainly when we did our CD, we just put the ad-libbing in.
Yeah, we came up with Afternoon Tea.
Not all of your songs have that kind of crazy premise and ad-libbing and everything. But is that the normal process that you would write a tune and then you would look for lyrics to go around it?
It tends to work that way, doesn't it? Because you come up with the tune and then you say, okay, have a little listen to this.
Yeah, get some call together and a melody and maybe a few words, and then Kate contributes and we just co-write it together and come up with the idea that it's hopefully going to sound good and people will like them.
Excellent. Yeah.
And it evolves over time as well.
Yes.
Most of them have evolved and changed over the time we've been playing as well.
Yeah, you played three songs today which were your own composition and a cover as well. So why did you choose that cover?
St. Teresa is one of my favourites. It's one of the absolutely shattering ones to sing. At the end of it, I do feel like I've run a marathon. But it's just, I love it because you can really get your teeth into the words, into the tune, and you race with it and you don't take a breath really till the very end of it. And I heard it first, Joan Armstrong singing it. I can't remember whether it was on a film or there was something that I heard it and I thought that's such a great tune, and I listened to it on YouTube and thought that's got to be one that I sing.
Do you both have other covers that are in your repertoire when you're playing live that you've both got your own favourite choices?
Yeah, we have lots of tunes, don't we?
Yes, just a few.
Yes, there's all sorts of stuff. We do things by Tracy Chapman and Beyonce. Mm. And we even do an ABBA song now as well.
Wow. Yes.
And that kind of style.
We really love the Tracy Chapmans, don't we?
We do.
We tend to throw one of hers in quite early on in a gig.
Yes, we do a few of hers, don't we?
But we've got about 50, haven't we? 50 tunes that we can dip into as and when we want.
I think there's maybe more than that now. So we've got a lot to choose from.
That's not bad, because you haven't been together that long as a duo, have you?
No.
It's not been.
No.
Since mainly, would you say the new year? Maybe?
Yeah, I think towards the end of last year, wasn't it? We kind of started working on it.
Yes.
And Kate would just phone me or text me with a list of tunes you'd like to learn.
So please.
If I hadn't got them on CD, I'd go and buy them or just try and download them somehow and just work it out. Mm. And I'd try and work them out by ear before I look at the download just to check sometimes that I've got it correct, but it's just like the challenge of working them out really. Mm. But yes, it's worked out really well.
And similarly with the tunes, that when I hear a tune that I love, I try not to listen to it after I start singing it, because I know that I put my own twist to it, and that's much better than sticking to it as it's done originally. And it's sometimes occasionally interesting to listen back and think, oh God, I do that totally different now, and I had no awareness of it.
So you don't want to get too familiar with the original, because you're worried that you're going to suddenly veer over towards the original.
Yeah, we want something fresh and unusual.
Just
really.
A different approach to something. We do Fever by Peggy Lee, and that's kind of slightly different from the original, isn't it now? So it's not altered that much, but we've put our own stamp on it now. So and that works very well.
That's good. So in 6 or 7 months you've been very busy, because you've had your own CD that you brought out, and you've recorded two sessions here now, I guess, and you've been doing a lot of gigs as well.
Yes,
we've got a few. We've got another two or three coming up, haven't we, soon. So,
and then we're driving around getting some more for the autumn.
Yes.
You've got one in our patch coming up soon as well, the railway in Billericay.
Yes.
In a couple of weeks' time
on August the 6th, Sunday afternoon.
3:30
is till 6 p.m.
That's a nice sociable hour, isn't it?
It is. It's really lovely, and it's a really lovely venue as well. We can just sit down and everybody just enjoys the afternoon.
It's a great atmosphere. It's a great place to play, actually. So.
And you're mainly based in Essex, aren't you? Because you've got gigs coming up in Colchester, Foresters Arms, and Great Leeds, Dog and Partridge as well.
Yeah, that's right. And also Kate and I play with another little group occasionally called Acoustic Affair, and we're over at the Compasses in Great Leeds as well.
Right.
Near the August the 6th date. I forget which it is now.
I forget too.
Yeah, but anyway. But that's immense fun as well.
Excellent. What are your future plans? Have you got a focus particularly on either gigging or writing or recording? What do you think you'll be doing over the next few months?
A bit of everything. Mainly gigging first, isn't it? We really want to get out
and play as much as possible. Try and do as many open mics as well, just to present new songs every time we go out and try them out, see if they work. Just get as many gigs as possible, and then we'll look at making another CD, I guess, at some point, won't we?
Yes. And the more you sing a song, the quicker you lose the fear of it. There's always a fear to a new song.
There is.
And you usually get things wrong just a little bit when you've got that fear. But the more you do it, the more you think, actually, this is a good song. I've written a good song here. Yeah. It's good lyrics, good tune. And then you start to enjoy it, and it flies.
It becomes sort of second nature then, You don't have to think about it quite as much. But, so that's kind of the idea, isn't it?
Yes.
Lots of gigging, lots of recording.
Yes, please.
And this marvellous studio here.
It's very nice indeed. Okay, so if people have heard your music today and they like you and they want to find out more about you, where's the best place for them to go?
We're on Facebook, Lollipop Shoes. And we've also got contact with me and Martin, and that's all on the Facebook feed.
So everything's on Facebook.
Which is easy to get hold of. And it will tell you what the gig's coming up and from that date as well.
That's great. Well, Kate and Martin, thanks very much for having a chat with us today, and we're looking forward to hearing more news in the future.
Pleasure. Cheers. Thank you very much.